Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I greet you in that wonderful name which is above every name, the name of Jesus, our soon coming King. Amen and amen. I've been ministering on the subject of trees, and I've asked a question: which tree do you choose? We looked at the tree in the garden, and Adam and Eve chose to eat of the knowledge of the tree of good and evil. And many today, unfortunately, in Christianity, God is thoroughly fanning His floor. And there are those who are flirting with sin and have one foot in the world God is going to deal with strongly, because we cannot continue on in a lifestyle or in deeds that are in opposition to the Word of God. We cannot willfully sin. So God is dealing with those who have named the name of the Lord and perhaps walked with Him at one time, but have turned away. There's so many things that can distract us, that can take our attention from our wholehearted purpose and our wholehearted single duty, and that is to fear God and serve Him. You know, Solomon summed it up pretty well in the final verses of Ecclesiastes. And so we have to understand that we can't put confidence in anything. We can't put our trust in man, in military might. I shared a scripture in Amos yesterday. Some have pursued a selfish, wicked use of power. We saw that in Amos, the first chapter. And let me read again, verse 13. For thus saith the Lord, for three transgressions of the children of Ammon, and for four I will not turn away the punishment because of the things that they have done. Beloved, we have an obligation as Christians, and some have been blessed by the Lord. Many a Christian has sought for and have actually obtained wealth, because the blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and He added no sorrow with it. Not only rich in material goods and things and finances, but also in spiritual treasures that can't be measured. But some have lost that sense of compassion and responsibility. Again, hear the word of the Lord through the prophet Amos in the sixth chapter. The Lord says, woe to them, through the prophet Amos, woe to them that are at ease in Zion. And then, of course, he goes on specifically, because this was addressed to the Israelites, and he goes on and say, and trust in the mountain of Samaria. But the Lord is still speaking those words today, woe unto them who are at ease in Zion. And in verse 3, I want to read 3 through 7. Ye that put away the evil day and cause the seat of violence to come near, that lie upon beds of ivory and stretch themselves upon their couches and eat the lambs out of the flock and the calves out of the midst of the stall, that chant to the sound of the viol and invent to themselves instruments of music like David, that drink wine in bowls and anoint themselves with the chief ointments. I think I'll stop right here. But they are not grieved for the affliction of Joseph. There are many that just want to go on and be prosper and be blessed, and do not look around with the eyes of the Spirit and discern how many are hurting, how many Christians are living below the standard that God has provided, either disobedient to the Word of God or ignorant. They're not walking in the fullness of what God has. God has given us. This is not my opinion I'm sharing with you. But the Bible tells us expressly, he has given us all things that pertain to life, this natural life, and godliness, our spiritual walk. So, beloved, we are without excuse. It's a time to be serious. It's a time to say, yes, Lord, if you've been halting between two opinions, beloved, it's time to make a choice. Just like Elijah spoke to the children of Israel when he was on Mount Carmel, and he was prophets of Baal were gathered around. He says, choose you this day whom you will serve. And he said, let the God that be God, let him answer by fire. And there's a dramatic demonstration of the power of God. Beloved, we're going to see God's power poured out upon this earth. And it will be in judgment. We already see that. Look at the things that are happening. Here in America, the natural disasters, the fires in California, the floods in the Northeast, the terrible upheaval of the earth, the beginning of sorrows. In fact, we've been in the beginning of sorrows for quite some time. But God has called us to live a holy life, to come out from among them and be ye separate. In Amos, the fifth chapter, let me read verses 21 through 24. In fact, this is in reference to Zion of that day, and unfortunately we see it applied in this day. The church has substituted religious ritual without a concern for true righteousness. In fact, the Lord, this is a very powerful and dramatic response from the Lord. He says, I despise your feast days. I will not spell in your solemn assemblies. Though ye offer me burnt offerings and your meat offerings, I won't accept them. Neither will I regard the peace offerings of your fat beasts. Take thou away from me the noise of thy songs, for I will not hear the melody of thy viols. And what does he say in verse 24? But let judgment run down as waters and righteousness as a mighty stream. God is calling his people to repent. Woe unto them that are at ease in Zion. Many are just caught up in living their life. And I know sometimes we can really struggle with battles, struggling with finances, of just trying to make ends meet. We go through all kinds of testings emotionally, psychologically, spiritually. I'm not making light of the battles we go through. But God promises to bring us through every battle victoriously if we will look unto him, if we will trust him, as if we will be submitted to him, if we will stand on the word of God, be clothed with the armor of God, and resist the enemy. There, he gives no contingency plan. He doesn't give a covering, as you've probably heard many times, for our back in terms of the spiritual weaponry. We've got the breastplate of righteousness, but our back isn't covered. He's got our back, beloved, if we will serve him and go forth in his name. Praise God. God is calling people back to a life of holiness, a standard of righteousness, and those that have ears to hear will hear. But woe unto those who are at ease in Zion and that don't have the ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church in this hour. Hear what the Lord said, this beautiful passage in Isaiah 61, which Jesus quoted when he stood in the synagogue that day. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek, not the proud, beloved. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. He was there in the flesh preaching and teaching in their streets, on the hillside. He was ministering God's word. He was showing mighty signs and wonders by healing multitudes, casting devils out of people. But the religious bunch, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the lawyers, they did not have ears to hear. They had their religious rituals down pat, and they didn't want to be disturbed. They just saw him as a threat. Their hearts were so hardened that they turned away the source of true life. And Jesus is the only, the way, the truth, and the life. There is no other way that a man can be saved unless through the Lord Jesus Christ. No man comes to the Father, Jesus said. Jesus goes on to say, or the word goes on to say in 61:2, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, he did not read, and the day of vengeance of our God, because that is yet to come, and to comfort all that mourn. Believer, take joy in this. Hold on to this promise. To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, not those who are at ease in Zion, but those who mourn. Mourn for what? Mourn for their sins. Mourn for the condition of this nation. Mourn for the unsaved of the world. Mourn for the condition of the church. And he wants to give us, if we will respond, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called, again, trees of righteousness. What did Amos say? What did the Lord say in Amos, that 24th verse? But let judgment run down as waters and righteousness as a mighty stream. We are to be known as people of righteousness, trees of righteousness. I've been talking about trees all week. We're to be a tree of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Praise God. Beloved, many are in the valley of decision, multitudes in the valley of decision. And I'm speaking about those who have heard the gospel. It's for those who have not yet heard, God is going to be merciful. He's going to be long-suffering, and the everlasting gospel will be preached. Every person will have an opportunity to accept Jesus. But many are at the tree of sin. Many are at the tree of complacency, at the tree of convenience. And beloved, to make a wrong choice when God has commanded us to bring ourselves before him and to make our lives and our bodies a living sacrifice, to reject and ignore God brings about the most serious results, and it is certainly disastrous to a victorious life. Beloved, we're going to, with the Lord's help, perhaps conclude this on tomorrow's broadcast. We're going to look at yet another example from Scripture of the consequences of making the wrong choice, of not heeding the Lord. He's speaking by the Spirit today. This entire week, even though I haven't, quote, given a word of prophecy, this entire message is a prophetic word to the church, to us as individuals, that we should humble ourselves before the Lord and repent of anything that's holding us back from serving God wholeheartedly. And if you need help, if you need strength in God to do that, I invite you to write. The announcer is going to share our contact information. I will personally pray for you and believe for God to do some wonderful things in your life. God bless you. I love you. I pray for you every day. I thank the Lord for you, my UCM family, my partners, and I pray for you, my radio family, too, every day. Until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.